You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
Now, I don't know how you guys feel about people knocking and or ringing your doorbell.
I have some feelings
got some strong feelings as well.
And I'm not talking about people you invited over. I'm talking about a random knock at your door and or doorbell.
Yes, sir.
There are some people on the other side of this is like, well, that's why you have a door and a doorbell for people to come and knock on your door.
But it's 2021.
Yeah.
Though.
We're kind of in a phase where you shouldn't show up unannounced.
Oh, absolutely. For sure.
So I did have a doorbell ring while I was on the phone with my mom. We were talking about some holiday gift ideas, and I was in the middle of a conversation, and I opened the door, and the dog's going nuts, and it's this older woman with, like, a stack of flyers, and I was trying to talk through her through the screen door, and she really wanted to talk to me, and I was on the phone.
Oh, I wouldn't trust even an older lady.
Really?
Go on with your story.
And I was kind of like, can I help you? And then it wasn't a quick thing. It wasn't like where I could go, no, I don't want any. I don't want to sign up. She wanted to have a conversation. And she's at my front door, and I didn't know who she was.
Did it feel like she was going to try to save you?
Yes. I guess that's where it was going. Okay. So I said, Mom, I'm going to have to call you back. And right there alone, I'm already like kind of, and this is, terrible to admit, but I'll just go ahead and be vulnerable right here. I was upset that I had to let go of my mom. I'm upset that the dog's upset. However, being a good guard dog, pretty good. Cooper, doing his thing.
Yeah.
And then thirdly, I don't know what this woman wants.
It's not going to be something you're interested in, though.
So I go outside onto my porch and I said, yes.
Very smart to not let her in. You went into the outside world.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. And she said, listen, I want to introduce myself. I live down the street and I'm just here to meet my neighbors. And I'm like, well, that's delightful.
I actually love that. Yeah, that's
and
like
I'm like,
the best.
Hi, my name is Jay, and I can't remember her name, Marilyn or something. And she was like, it's good now that we know our neighbors and look out for one another. She's like, I think that we get away from that sometimes where we live next to each other and we don't know even who we are and how we can watch each other and help each other out in the neighborhood. I'm starting to feel bad. I'm just like, oh my gosh, a second ago I felt bothered and now look at this. She's like teaching me a life lesson. I should have answered my door and got this.
Yeah. Like 50 years ago, that would have just been common practice.
Yeah.
To
you
know
bring it for
everyone
cookies.
Around you.
Isn't that wonderful?
And you watch it. It's like
that
a security
great?
System.
It felt great until she said, would you like to go to this conference? And she said, some televangelist.
I thought we were
done.
I know.
She goes, and this is where I'd like you to do it. I'd like to, do you have any prayers? Because I'd like to introduce you to come out to see this person. I don't even remember who it was. Because it was a roller coaster, right? I was upset in the beginning. Then I was like, wow, this is wonderful from the heart. And then it became, I'm selling you to come see this Jesus speaker, which is really nice. But I don't want to come see your Jesus. Let's go back to the neighborhood thing.
Yeah, let's just stop.
Loving neighbors. Like, you're really here to promote your event. Mm-hmm. Like, that's why you're here. And I'm like, you know what? I don't need any prayers. I'm like,
I might disagree on that one, but let's go on.
Yeah.
I mean, here's my prayer. I don't want this handbill. Like, that's my...
Oh, my God.
Pray for me to not go to this thing, because I don't want to go. You're... Like, let's go back a minute ago when we were being neighbors and introducing ourselves. That's what I'm praying for. You know what? No. I'm going to pray for this. I'm going to pray for, I wish we cut this conversation in half.
Yeah.
I didn't go to the event. Do you now know why we don't answer our doors?
I do.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.